pilot maneuvering in the atmosphere. We're about to.
We are standing by
for guided start of guided entry.
NAV can see the engine atmosphere in the Doppler.
We are beginning to feel the atmosphere as we go in here. The vehicle has just reported via tones that it has started guided entry. At this time, the vehicle is beginning to steer its way into the target and starting its first tank reversal. First tank reversal complete. We have seen peak deceleration. We have passed peak heating and peak deceleration. It is reporting that we are seeing G's on the order of 11 to 12 Earth G's.
Flight GDSA.
GDSA flight go.
We are processing data from Odyssey.
Reversal 2 is starting. We are now getting telemetry from Odyssey.
All right.
Tank reversal 2 complete.
Copy tank reversal 2 complete.
Okay.
Standby flight. We have a connection, but we actually do not have any data yet.
Copy.
We can expect some intermittent contact at this time as the signal gets increases to respectable levels.
There we go.
And we have
RTP.
Okay, copy.
And visualization is updated. We've entered heading alignment.
There we go.
Trying to control how far it's flying downrange and it's just heading directly for the target.
End of range control, air use minus 1.2 kilometers.
Minus 1.2. The team is reporting that we are, that things look pretty good at the end of range control. We have control, we have converged a lot of the air and we should be heading for the target.
Flight EDL, TDS warning
is okay.
Copy.
Powering on. We are seeing a tone from
the one
indicating that we have seen heating on the heat shield through the MEVD instrument. Everything looks fine, which is as expected. During this heading alignment phase, we're flying almost horizontally like a plane. We're going about Mach 2.4 at an altitude of 17 kilometers or so. Vehicle's reporting heartbeat tones again, indicating that everything is fine during heading alignment. We are standing by for straight up and flight rate and parachute flight. Vehicle's continuing to decelerate. We're down to about Mach 2. As a reminder, we should have parachute deploy around Mach 1.7. We're at 15 kilometers altitude.
We've begun entry balance mass jettison. Predicted mid
standby parachute deploy.
Downrange is 1.597 kilometers.
EDL ops, Odyssey systems on EDL ops.
Parachute deploy.
Parachute.
Thrusters have been re-enabled. We will control our attitude on chute. We are decelerating.
Risk mode under our tachometer
is already descending. We are at 150 meters per second.
Dynamics phase, come back again with risk mode dynamics.
Risk mode is nominal.
We are 9 kilometers and descending.
Down range.
Net cells are converged with a velocity correction of 0.7 meters a second.
We have acquired the ground with the radar.
Now to the 8 kilometers.
Feature has separated. We have found the ground. Expand tones due to earth occultation as expected. We're standing by to prime the MLE engine in preparation for power flight. We're down to 90 meters per second at an altitude of 6.5 kilometers descending.
Flight EDL, we've got some Tweedo warnings. It is in battle short mode, so I should power through.
Director of communications at this time, you may have lost it already. We're down to 86 meters per second at an altitude of 4 kilometers descending. We've lost tones from Earth at this time. This is expected. We're continuing on Odyssey telemetry.
Ground solution equals minus 10.8 meters, vertical velocity of minus 80.8 meters per second.
Start enabled, standing by for batch cell separation.
Signal to Odyssey is still strong.
We are in powered flight. We're at altitude of 1 kilometer descending, about 70 meters per second.
Signal to Odyssey remains
down to 50 meters per second, 500 meters in altitude, standing by for sky crane.
Constant velocity, accordion, nominal. Altitude error, 5.9 meters.
We found a nice flat place. We're coming in ready for sky crane. Down to 10 meters per second. 40 meters altitude. Sky crane has started. Descending at about 0.75 meters per second as expected. Expecting final cut shortly.
Tango Delta, you remain strong.
Tango Delta, nominal.
Yep. You go calm. Configure.
UAV stable.
UAV stable.
UHF is good. Touchdown confirmed. We're safe on Mars. Okay, guess. We're continuing to receive telemetry from Curiosity. We're safe.
From the surface of the moon.
ASCAM sequence is kicked off, waiting for images.
Heads up, folks!
EDL ops, the signal to Odyssey remains strong.
Flight EDL images are starting to come down. We're beginning to get images.
We got images coming down, folks.
We do a comp configure standby for images.
We have thumbnails coming down.
Odyssey data is still strong.
Odyssey data is very strong.
Odyssey is nice and high in the sky.
The thumbnails are complete.
We got thumbnails.
Poland is complete.
Keep watching, guys. Keep watching the stream. There's more stuff. Any minute now. No?
Go ahead. Okay. So we have landed. Landed out at the time we thought we would. And we now have our first image.
We have our first image. This we've got is a 64 by 64 thumbnail. The front, a rear HazCam image. You can see the shadow there. I'm not sure exactly which our orientation is of the vehicle, but we're looking through it. I think in just a few minutes we might get even a larger 250 to 256 frame pixel image of that same end. So we're looking at the shadow. See, the horizon is actually in the distance. You can't really tell that. So we're looking actually at the shadow of this late afternoon sun.
So these are the rear HazCams.
These are the rear HazCams.
And it does have a dust cover on it.
It does
point.
Have a dust cover, but it's the dust, the cover is the problem. It's the fact there's dust in the air because we've just blown dust all over the place with our descent engines.
Fantastic.
There could be more. If we get, if we wait, we might get, oh yes! Oh. This is the high res, this is the 256 by 256 image. This is the higher res. You've seen dust particles on the window. You can see the horizon there in the background. And there is the wheel of the rover safely on the surface of Mars. I can't believe it. This is unbelievable. We might get another one of these, and if we're lucky, before Odyssey goes away, we'll get two more of these same engines going the other side of the vehicle, and also probably dusty. This is amazing.
So that is one of Curiosity's rover wheels
exactly.
On the surface of Mars.
Yes. Now we have another. It's another image coming down. This is a view looking the other direction. It's still being processed. You'll see it in just a second here. This is another thumbnail image.
Is that a shadow?
That's the shadow
of the rover.
Curiosity rover on the surface of Mars.